Mishnah Hay. So now, sometimes when people give things to Hekdesh, they're allowed to do it for Bedek Habayis. So for example, if something can be a carbon and he donates it to Hekdesh, he might have in mind to make it a carbon. But if it's something that can't be shechted and put on the Mizbeach, he can give it Hekdesh status, even though it's never going to be used on the Mizbeach. So for example, if there is a tree and he says this tree should be Hekdesh, it should be considered sanctified for the Beis HaMikdash, then it gets that status. Now, how do you get it out of that status? The tree is standing there. You can't chop it down now. It's Hekdesh tree. So you can redeem it. You can be poda it for the original value plus a certain percentage. And then once you do the pigeon, now it's not Hekdesh anymore. So here we go. A guy says, Hare netios ha'elu karban im enon niktsatzos. A guy sees, according to the Gemara, some kind of cataclysm approaching. Hurricane Sandy is on its way, and he's afraid that the trees that he just planted and put in there, he's worried they're all going to get destroyed. So he makes a vow, and he says that if the trees make it through Hurricane Sandy, they should become Hekdesh. Or, if he has a situation, so he says, Harantil is elu carbon. May these saplings, these new trees, be a carbon, im ena niktsasos, if they're not knocked down, if they're not uprooted. Talizu carbon. May this talus be a carbon, this cloak, this coat, im ena nisrefes, if it's not burned. So it's a similar situation. There's a fire that broke out. He's afraid that his coat is going to burn up. So he says, may it be Hekdesh if it doesn't survive. And then what happens when it does survive? We treat what he just said as a sincere moment of giving something to Hekdesh. And so it is treated as Hekdesh. They have Hekdesh status if they do survive what went wrong. But yesh lahen pidyon, you can be poda them by simply paying the money, giving that to Hekdesh, and now he can use his objects again. So again, this is a situation similar to the previous Mishnah where he's making statements we're not sure to believe him or not to believe him. In this case, we do. On the other hand, if he says, Hare netios ha'elu karben ad sheyikotzeitzu, these young trees should be a karben until they are chopped down. So he's putting Hekdesh time limit on it, that they're Hekdesh until we chop them down. Or talazu karben ad shetisarev. This coat should be a karben until it gets burnt up. So once the time limit is reached, theoretically, then that means that they are still Hekdesh the whole time. So for example, if the time period came when he was going to chop down the tree, and an hour earlier he was poda it, for the next hour it still has Hekdesh status on it. It's sort of like it automatically renews. It reboots every time you're poda it. So the pidyon money has to go to Hekdesh, but the tree is still sacred because you didn't manage to do a pidyon. Ein lohem pidyon, says the Mishnah. You can't be poda something that you put a time limit on, because for the entire duration of that time limit, the object is considered Hekdesh. Each time you're poda it, it doesn't work, because it's kind of an automatic renewal. So it's like some of these memberships or subscriptions that you get, where you try to cancel them, but there's no cancellation. It just keeps renewing you every month, and you're stuck with it, and you're going to have to pay, and you can't do a pidyon. On the other hand, according to this view of it, which is the mainstream view, once the trees are chopped down, then the wood is no longer Hekdesh, because he said until they're chopped down. So he doesn't have to be poda it at all. He can just use the wood. What he's going to do with a coat that burns up, I don't know. But once the condition is fulfilled, the Hekdesh status is gone. Nedarim Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav L'Zecher Nishmas Yer Devaro Bas Shlomo. From here on in, the remainder of this Perek talks about being very specific about what you mean in Nedarim. When somebody makes a neder, he has to really mean to keep the neder. So intention is very important. But the language he uses is also very important. He has to say specifically what he is prohibiting to himself, or what he's not allowing himself to have benefit from. And we interpret his meaning based on what most people would think it means, what he says. And we assume that his intent went along with that. So for example, Hanoder miyardei hayam, says the Mishnah, if somebody makes a neder, I will not benefit from those who go down to the sea. Those who go down to the sea in ships, a classical quote, usually refers to sailors, to seafarers. Mutter biyoshei hayabasha. Well, then he's mutter for people who don't go to sea. People who live on land and stay on land, those people he can get benefit from because they're not seafarers. On the other hand, he says, miyoshei hayabasha, I am menader that I'm not going to get benefit from those who live on land. Aser biyardei hayam. Not only is he aser on those who live on land and never leave it, but he's even aser on sailors as well. Sheyardei hayam bichlal yoshei hayabasha. Because sailors who go to sea eventually the boat lands someplace and they go live on land again. So even seafarers are considered land dwellers deep down at heart, because that's where people live. The Mishnah makes one modification at the end. Lo cha'ilu shaholcha me'ako liyafo. And this is not like those who just go from Akko to Yafo. Akko and Yafo are two ports along the coast of Eretz Yisrael, and it's a very short trip. It's not a very far direction, and it's a coastal voyage, so the ship hugs the land all the way there. So you might think Yoshei HaYabasha only means people who go on those short trips. No, not just them. Elo b'misha darko lefaresh. Even somebody whose derech is to separate from land for a long-term basis, a lifelong sailor who goes on 12-month voyages, even he is considered a Yoshvei Yabasha at heart, deep down, when he's going to set down permanent roots again. The Gemara brings down a different pshat as well that says that this explanation about the Akko Yafo thing is actually referring to what a Yordei Hayam is. That a Yordei Hayam is not like those who just go from Akko to Yafo. It really means somebody who's a career sailor that goes on long voyages. But the mainstream shot, as we said, is that no matter how far they seafare, they're still considered to be Yoshei Yabasha deep down.